In the whole time I've been at BBC Radio Cambridge, I don't know if we've ever had a subject where so many people have got in touch over a course of a week. So let's start with Rory Gaffney. How's his situation?
No, we welcome Rory back into the football club on Monday morning, and that was always going to be the sole intention. You know, I know there's been a number of articles that have been written, especially over in Bristol, but, you know, from our end, there's my only intention of sending Rory out on loan was to get minutes on the pitch, hopefully get his goals and come back to Cambridge and, you know, be fitter, stronger, more hungrier for the rest of the season. And nothing's changed in my eyes. It really hasn't. You look at certain situations that take place and people say, you know, well, a deal was struck. Nothing was ever struck. Absolutely nothing. So, you know, Rory now has to come back and be the animal that he's been for the last 4 or 5 weeks at Bristol. And, you know, there's an opportunity that's being given to Rory, and it's up to him now to take it.
Yeah, you mentioned about sitting down with him and checking that his head was in the right place. Is he all good to go for the weekend?
Well, I've had a conversation with Rory, and now, you know, the conversation was good. You know, from my angle, I've been able to explain what I see is, you know, his future is. It's now up to Rory to demonstrate that he wants to play for Cambridge, because, you know, we're the club that's given him the opportunity to come over from Ireland, and we're the club that wants to give him future opportunities here to be a goal scorer in League Two centre forward.
In terms of anything changing then with his situation, is he now set ahead of the weekend? Is he definitely going to be at the club for this Saturday?
Absolutely, yeah. He's definitely going to be involved in the matchday squad on Saturday, and I'm delighted that he is.
Yeah, and he's a bubbly character, isn't he? He's a lively character to have around, and to some extent it will have been a bit of a challenge to head off to Bristol. He's obviously done there and scored goals, and now he's got another challenge to take on.
Yeah, this is football, and football moves really quickly, you know, from one door closing to another opening. You know, the door at Bristol's kind of, it's gone in my eyes, you know. It's another open door for him here at Cambridge, but like I've just said there, it's, you know, we're going into the second part of the season, just on the outskirts of the playoffs, and I want to make sure that everybody who's going to be at this football club wants to be here. And I see no reason why Rory can't be one of them players.
Would you completely rule out a move back to Bristol at this stage?
I think I'd be an absolute fool to be sat here if I was to say, you know, that deal isn't going to take place, because, as we all know, if there's an offer that comes in for any player, that's the right offer for the football club. We have to look at it. I don't want him to go to Bristol at this moment in time. I want him to stay here and, you know, I want him to stay here and produce the goods that he's been producing for the last 6 games at Bristol Rovers for his parent club. And I want him to want to do that. I want him to actually want to be here.
How do you see him fitting back into what your side had been doing? I mean, most obviously, Ben Williamson moving back to Gillingham, there's potentially a space in the side there. Is it too simplistic to say that Rory can come in and do like for like?
I think he's a different player to Ben. You know, Ben is a very quick centre forward who gets behind centre halves. You know, Rory's more of a, I wouldn't call him a target man, but he disrupts opponents, and that's his strength. So, you know, I've had to look at the options that are on the table for this weekend and try and create a starting 11 that's going to cause Crawley some problems, and Rory is definitely in my thoughts.
The situation with Ben, is it rather like Rory and Bristol Rovers, but with the boot being on the other foot, if you like?
I mean, I've made no kind of, there's no hidden agenda with where I'm coming from. I've really enjoyed working with Ben. You know, he was on my, I was watching him when I was Notts County boss, so to get him here at Cambridge was a great coup in my eyes, and I thought he'd done really well. I thought he'd a really good loan, but he is Gillingham's player, and like I say, until anything absolutely changes, we have to respect that. you know, and I definitely respect that. Gillingham are having a fantastic season at the minute. They're right up there in the top three of League One, and they're probably looking and saying, well, they need as much firepower as they can get. And just like, hopefully, Rory's going to come back a different animal, like I called it, I think Ben will be the same. I think Ben will go back into Gillingham and be full of confidence. And now it's up to Gillingham, you know, and their, I suppose their movements are going to dictate what happens to Ben Williamson.